Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for April 27th through May 4th, 2012. Negotiations between Israel and hunger-striking Palestinians start as prisoners enter their third week. Meanwhile, Israeli military intensifies assaults on Palestinian communities in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report with the nonviolent activities in the West Bank. Two injured, one arrested, and many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation this week when Israeli troops attacked anti-wall and settlement protests on Friday at a number of West Bank communities. IMEMC's Ghassan Bannoura with the details.
This week, all protests were in solidarity with Palestinian political detainees on hunger strike, protesting ill-treatment and the use of administrative detention policies by their Israeli captives. In southern West Bank, villages of Al-Khadr, Beit Umar and Al-Ma'sara near Bethlehem City organized on Friday anti-wall protests. Villagers were joined by Israeli and international supporters at all three locations. Two Palestinians were injured, another one arrested, and many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation when soldiers attacked villagers and their supporters at the village of Al-Khadr. Witnesses said that soldiers opened fire at them as soon as they left the village. Later, troops invaded Al-Khadr and took over rooftops of local homes and used them to fire at protesters. In Beit Umar and Al-Ma'sara villages, troops stopped the protests at the village entrance and used tear gas to force people back. Many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. In central West Bank, troops used tear gas and sound bombs to attack protesters along with their international and Israeli supporters at the villages of Bil'in, Na'lin, and Al-Nabi Saleh. Local sources reported that many protesters were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. In Al-Nabi Saleh village, troops fired tear gas at residents' homes, causing damage as well. For IMENC News, this is Ghassan Bannoura.
Thousands of Palestinian detainees are on their third week of hunger strike, in addition to two others who are in a critical condition after 65 days of hunger strike. Meanwhile, a major British food retailer joins the Boycott Israel campaign. IMEMC's William Temple has more.
The demands of hunger-striking Palestinians in Israeli detention were discussed at a meeting in the Hadarim prison between senior detained political leaders and the head of the Israeli administration, Aharon Franco. It has been revealed in a report issued by the Palestinian Ministry of Detainees. Franco called the meeting and stated that the special committee tasked with discussing the detainees' demands had concluded its work and will respond within 10 days. Marwan Barghouti, a prominent Palestinian leader, was one of those who met Franco. On their part, the Islamic Jihad movement warned that the Egyptian-mediated truce with Israel will be abandoned if any hunger-striking detainee dies in an Israeli prison or detention camp. Khadab Habib, a political leader of Islamic Jihad, stated in a press conference in Gaza that should any detainee die, quote, Israel will be held responsible for his death and will bear the consequences of what will happen, end quote. The press conference was held after a sharp deterioration in the health condition of detainees Dar Halacha and Bilal Diab, as a result of which Diab was moved to Asaf Harafi Israeli Medical Center. In other news, one of the largest food retailers in the UK has announced that it will boycott four Israeli produce companies which are operating in illegal settlement colonies in the West Bank in violation of international law. The cooperative group is the fifth largest food retailer in the UK and supplies thousands of stores with fruits and vegetables from around the world. On Sunday, the company announced it will no longer engage with any supply of produce known to be sourcing from the Israeli settlements. In the meantime, the Jerusalem City Council has decided to demolish seven buildings in the Siwan neighbourhood south of the Al-Aqsa Mosque and Old City in occupied East Jerusalem as part of its plan to build the King David Park in this Palestinian area. The King David Park plan was announced by Jerusalem Mayor Nir Barkat 2 years ago. The Israeli plan led to Palestinian, Arab and international condemnation, but Israel disregarded the outrage and said that the project will serve the city. For IMEMC News, this is William Temple.
This week, the Israeli military conducted at least 60 incursions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank. In the Gaza Strip, Israeli forces conducted 9 limited incursions into Palestinian communities, during which they leveled areas of Palestinian land which they had already razed. They also opened fire at agricultural land and burned some areas. The details with IMEMC's Vika Awad.
During this week's incursions, Israeli troops arrested 29 Palestinian civilians, including 4 children. Meanwhile, Palestinian political prisoners have continued their open-ended hunger strike this week. According to Palestinian human rights groups, prisoners Bilal Diab and Thaer Halahla have entered their third month of hunger strike. Both are currently being held at a military hospital in one of the detention camps in Israel, troops added. Inside the detention facilities, the hunger strikes continue, while outside the facilities where the Israel military keep Palestinian political detainees, Palestinian, Israeli and international activities continue to protest. Israeli policemen kidnapped, on Thursday evening, more than 20 protesters during a massive protest held in front of the Ar-Ramla prison in solidarity with hunger-striking Palestinian detainees. And on Tuesday, many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation and soldiers attacked a Palestinian woman when they suppressed a protest near Ofar detention facility near the central West Bank city of Ramallah. There are more than 4,600 Palestinian political prisoners held by Israel according to the latest figures published by the Ad-Damir Prisoner Support Association on April 17, Palestinian Prisoners' Day. Also this week, one Hamas fighter was killed and 3 others wounded near Jabalia in the northern Gaza Strip during what the Al-Qassam Brigades, the armed wing of Hamas, described as a training mission. Medical sources at the European hospital in Khan Yunis stated that the body of 20-year-old Ahmad Abu Warda was severely injured by an explosion and that 3 others were hospitalized. The Al-Qassam Brigade stated that their fighters will always remain alert and will defend their country. Several fighters have been killed and wounded before in similar training accidents in Gaza Strip. For IMEMC News, this is Vika Awad.
That was just some of the news from this week in Palestine. For more updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. This report has been brought to you by Hassan Kassis and me, George Rishmawi.